Egeland, on his final mission to Darfur, said he was stunned at the continued level of violence in the embattled region. The UN envoy cut short his trip to Darfur after being told by Sudanese officials that he would be unable to travel to 4 of 6 locations on his itinerary due to insecurity. Egeland's delegation was confined to the main cities of Jenaina and El Fasher.
I met in Jenaina yesterday women who were pleading for security, who said, "We are abused, we are raped, we are attacked, and nobody seems to want to protect us." I think we're now playing with a powder cage. It could get infinitely worse for everybody unless everybody pulled back.
Egeland called on the Sudanese government to cease restricting the movement of aid workers, in particular U.S. citizens who have been prevented from traveling to Darfur and southern Sudan. Observers have charged Sudan with limiting the movement of aid workers in order to hide the severity of the Darfur conflict. Sudan insists the level of violence has been exaggerated by Western nations.
I have one appeal to the government of Sudan. Help us help your people. A lot is at stake. The international community has come here because there is a calling from defenseless civilians in need to help. We frankly feel that there is not an effort to help us help them.
Egeland said he was optimistic about Thursday's high-level talks in Addis Ababa, in which Sudanese representatives told delegates from the UN Security Council and African Union that they would agree in principle to a UN presence in Darfur. But Sudan has sent out mixed signals in recent days. Some officials have expressed support for UN troops in the region, while others say Sudan will accept only financial and logistical aid from the UN. For months, Sudan has staunchly resisted the call for UN entry into the region, likening a UN mission to colonization. The African Union force currently monitoring Darfur has suffered from a lack of funding and a weak mandate that critics charge does not allow it to protect civilians. The AU has only about 7,000 troops in all of Darfur, a region the size of France. The Darfur conflict has taken tens of thousands of lives and led to the displacement of more than 2 million people. Sudan is charged with arming nomadic Arab tribes to crush a 2003 rebellion by African farmers. Rather than fighting the rebels, militias known as Janjaweed concentrated their attacks on civilians. A May 2006 peace agreement between the government of Sudan and one rebel group has only ignited more violence as the Sudanese armed forces battle holdout rebel factions in Darfur. Noel King for VOA News, Khartoum.
望网易语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com